tape territory. This film has been restored and audio described.
Archive Cards, sponsored films in the Prelinger Archives. Then over a night skyline in turquoise script, designed for dreaming. General Motors, 1956.
I dreamt last night, the moon was so bright, it melted the walls away. And it wasn't alarming when I saw Prince Charming come into my bedroom and say...
A man in a gold mask.
Let me persuade you to come to the place where tomorrow meets today.
Ooh, thank you. It sounds very exciting. May I come just as I am?
A blue heart edged in gold.
Hey, girls don't go to Motoramas dressed in a pair of pink pajamas.
Maybe they don't, but I don't care. Haven't got a single thing to wear.
Quick, please, a gown.
Ooh, I'll be the talk of the town.
The pajamas are a gown now.
Oh, my.
Go after it, fly.
I followed my heart through the night past a thousand windows, yellow with light. Down, down it fell, and it landed in the Waldorf Astoria Hotel.
She drops past a thousand lit windows and lands running, the white gown streaming behind her. He holds the blue heart up to her. Special invitation to the General Motors Motorama. Her face fills the screen, cropped dark hair, red lipstick.
I'm a girl who happens to think that a brand new car is better than mink.
Excited?
Delighted! So glad I got invited!
Since it's just a dream and involves no money, which one would you like me to buy you, honey?
Below her, a hall packed with thousands.
Beautiful, I really don't know, so let me go down, get the load down, and look at each one much closer.
Dinner jackets and long gowns, shoulder to shoulder around the turntables, six deep at the rope. A sign reads Chevrolet.
I want a Corvette.
I thought you would.
A red convertible turns slowly on its platform.
Ooh, I want a Pontiac too.
Okay, we'll have the usual two-car garage. How do you feel about this fine Oldsmobile?
It's easy to see myself taking the wheel.
She dances out between them.
This Buick's a beaut.
I'll try it.
A sign reads Buick. She settles into a pale blue convertible and lies back across the seat, one arm raised. He leads her away through the crowd.
Let's go all out and buy a Cadillac too.
A white Cadillac and a white parasol turning above her shoulder. Her clothes have changed.
Hey lady, your apron is showing.
Better get her into the kitchen quick.
A white halter top, a red sash, a full skirt striped black and white. She steps into a kitchen.
Man, you give him a break, and you wind up in the kitchen baking a cake.
But this was a kitchen like none I've seen. Put a card in the slot, and onto the screen pops a picture of just how your dish will look, plus all the ingredients you need to cook.
Pale panels, chrome, and no handles anywhere. Everything is shut away.
No need for the bride to feel tragic. The rest is push-button magic. So whether you bake or broil or stew, the Frigidaire kitchen does it all for you. Don't have to be chained to the stove all day. Just set the timer and you're on your way.
A tall curved cabinet swings open on shelves of bottles and jars.
Tick, tock, I'm free to have fun around the clock.
A glass dome sits on the counter with nothing under it yet. She walks out and leaves it there. A dancer in pale blue. A golfer in tartan shorts and red socks swinging a club.
Jeepers, I'm exhausted.
A red swimsuit and a wide yellow hat.
The kitchen of tomorrow is calling me.
My cake is ready.
She comes back to the counter. She lifts the dome away.
Time for the show. Everybody on stage.
A white layer cake, candles burning. She leans in, blows them out, and the smoke climbs and keeps climbing.
And now, a glamorous dancer in a special number, Dance of Tomorrow.
A white ball gown, alone among tall black columns.
Everyone says the future is strange, but I have a feeling some things won't change.
An audience in evening dress watches her out of the dark. She turns across a white stage and the skirt lifts and floats out behind her, layer on layer of pale chiffon, and she stops with her arms open. She holds the pose. Fireworks break white across the dark. A black Cadillac rises on a turntable, and a woman in red crosses in front of it.
The dream cars of tomorrow!
A magnificent Eldorado town car by Cadillac.
Ensemble by Christian Dior of Paris.
Deep red coat, wide hat low over one eye. Then a red sports car.
Buick presents the sleek Centurion.
Driving coat by Montesano of New York.
A pale blue coat, belted at the waist. Then a copper car, long and low finned.
Oldsmobile's elegant golden rocket.
Sports outfit by Pat Primo of Los Angeles.
Cream jacket, cream skirt. A silver car, open to the sky, no roof at all.
Pontiac's Club de Mer. Open to the sky.
Costume by Emilio of Capri.
She stands in the cockpit and waves a long scarf over her head. Then a dark blue Chevrolet.
Chevrolet's Impala, graceful and swift.
Silk casual by Digby Morton of London.
Striped silk to the ankle. The masked man throws up a hand.
And last of all, designed for the electronic highway of the future, the fabulous turbine-powered Firebird 2.
Smoke rises. Out of it comes a long silver car, low to the ground, with one tall fin behind, and a clear bubble canopy over two seats. Row on row of faces watch it, mouths open. No wheels show at all. She comes down a white ramp in a fur wrap, and he hands her in. Still in the top hat, still in the gold mask. The mask is gone. He is smiling at her.
Firebird 2 to Control Tower. We are about to take off on the highway of tomorrow. Stand by.
They sit side by side under the canopy, lit blue. White fur and a jeweled collar at her throat. The road ahead of them glows orange between its markers, running away to a single lit tower on the horizon.
Our dreams will come true.
Below them, a city built to scale. Roadways carried on slim columns, stacked one above another and lit along both edges. Glass spheres and slab towers stand between them, half lost in drifting mist, and a single pale car runs along the lower deck. It is all lit blue and green, and it goes on past the edge of the frame. She rests her head on his shoulder. The road runs on and lifts away into cloud.